Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, we talked about it in the last episode, but now Pupcella is turning Redmond Town Center into a giant dog festival. See, last time we talked about the pre-Pupcella.
The pre-Pupcella, that's right. This is the real deal, Dan. This is happening. It's officially crossed the line from cute pet event into full-on Redmond spectacle territory. Pupcella will be taking over Redmond Town Center on Sunday, May 17th, from 11 to 5 with live music, local pet vendors, dog treats, giveaways, photo stations, and what sounds like an alarming concentration of golden retrievers wearing bandanas. They're also doing a Bark Like a Rockstar costume contest where dogs dress as musicians and walk a runway for prizes, which honestly feels destined to flood local Instagram feeds by about 2 p.m. The whole event is free. Dogs need to stay leashed, and there are even hotel staycation deals tied into this weekend. If your dog likes attention, this is basically their Coachella. Now, Dan, what would you dress your two dogs as?
Well, they're chihuahuas. I can't put too much on them or it will crush them, Jennifer. two small bandanas and that's it. If I put anything heavier than that on little Foxy, he's top heavy and he'll just tip over head first and his little chihuahua legs will be up in the air.
I think I dress my older chihuahua as Cher.
I know your chihuahua. I picture it.
Baby.
Yeah. You should auto-tune her barking. Let's see how that sounds. The giant Saturday morning car meetup at the Redmond Town Center is back again on May 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. This week they're doing German Car Day, so expect a ton of Porsche, BMW, Audi, and Mercedes stuff parked all over the center court area. Even if you're not a hardcore car person, it is actually really fun to look all over and look at the stuff. Just look around. You're going to see a ton of weird, rare stuff that people bring out. This thing always pulls a huge crowd every week once the weather gets nice. This is a really good move if you've got kids who are into cars or just need an excuse to grab some coffee and wander around outside. Super fun.
If you want something quieter than staring at Lamborghinis all morning, then the Eastside Symphony is playing Saturday night, May 16th at 7:30 at the Redmond Performing Arts Center. They're doing Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony, plus selections from Bizet, Mozart, Verdi, and Rimsky-Korsakov. So basically a pretty stacked lineup if you're into orchestral music or opera stuff. Tickets are available online, and the venue's easy to get in and out of compared to Seattle concert halls. This might be a good date night option if you want something low-key that doesn't involve fighting downtown traffic.
I have one huge fear in my life, Jennifer. It is snakes.
It is snakes.
It is definitely snakes. I want to give everyone a warning. What I'm about to talk about has nothing to do with snakes.
What's that?
The Redmond Library is teaching kids how to code in Python. Python is a computer code. It has nothing
that
to do with
correct.
Actual Pythons. Saturday, May 16th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. for kids aged 9 to 13. This is really very beginner friendly. They're calling it Demystifying Coding. And the idea is each session walks kids through building a small Python project without assuming they've coded anything before. Kids should bring a laptop or a device if they can, though the library has a limited number available too. If your kid is curious about programming in computers but gets overwhelmed by giant online classes, this is really a lot more approachable. Registration's probably smart since these library STEM events fill up really fast.
If you've got kids who dance, know somebody who dances, or just want something different to do this weekend, this thing is huge. Dance Seattle Dance runs Saturday, May 16th from noon to 9 at Juanita High School in Kirkland, and they're packing the place with performances, food vendors, shopping booths, mehendi, and basically an all-day cultural festival around the competition itself. Admission is free, but you do need to register online ahead of time. They're also doing North and South Indian food, sweets, and a bunch of local vendors. It's probably worth showing up hungry.
Speaking of being hungry, Jennifer, in a world full of chain restaurants and corporate food, Latia Angelina stands out as the real deal. Brian and Amelia have been running this food truck for 5 years using recipes from Brian's parents, Angelina and Miguel, who brought them over from Jalisco, Mexico. Angelina still makes the salsas and the sauces by hand. It is so good. That's three generations of family in every single thing they serve. It's literally just Brian and Amelia running the whole operation with their five kids pitching in when they can. You can find them parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tiki Masala restaurant. And they care about their community too. I really love this about them. They offer student discounts for Bellevue College kids because they're right there, and discounts for local nonprofit workers. Brian and Amelia aren't just business owners trying to make a quick buck. They're family that happens to make incredible food, and that is the difference you can taste. That message brought to you by Latia Angelina Food Truck.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond.
And for those playing along at home, which we urge you to do, Jennifer won last time. She got it correct. Now, this time, do you have a question for me?
I sure do, Dan. Are you all set and ready to hear this?
I'm not going anywhere for the next 15 minutes, so I don't care what you do or say.
Okay, then. Redmond's longest-serving mayor, Bill Brown, served 30 years from 1919 to 1949.
Jeez.
What was his motto? Was it A, Redmond first, always? B, all roads lead to Redmond? C, keep Redmond growing? Or D, Brown gets it done? And your time starts now.
Brown gets it done. Okay, so this is like 1919 to 1949, so they didn't have the slick political messaging they have nowadays. Redmond first, always. All roads lead to Redmond. That seems kind of like something a local politician would do who didn't want to do any effort. Like, all roads lead. He probably heard all roads lead to Rome or whatever. I'll use that maybe. Keep Redmond. You know what? I'm going to go with Brown gets it done because I picture this guy. I don't know anything about Bill Brown. I'll be very honest. And if any of the Brown family is listening, they certainly don't mean any disrespect. But I think a guy back then is going to go big-headed and go, vote for me because Brown gets it done. That's my final answer.
All right then, Dan, you are right.
What?
Ding, ding, ding. Brown gets it done. Very subtle, Bill.
Way to put the effort in.
Bill Brown ran a saloon, then a garage with 20 mechanic stalls, then served as mayor for three straight decades. When Prohibition shut down his saloon in 1916, he turned it into a drug store, then pivoted to fixing cars.
Why did you do the quotation marks, Jennifer? What are you trying to say about Billy Brown?
I'm sure there was a room in the back. He also bought an omnibus to shuttle passengers between Kirkland and Redmond. His biggest accomplishment? Paving the West Lakes Sammamish Parkway between Redmond and Issaquah. That's a pretty long stretch right there.
Wow, this guy is a mover.
For sure, Brown gets it done. He was finally voted out in 1949 by just 332 total votes. His 1913 saloon building is still standing. It's now the Matador Restaurant.
Brown, you got it done. Should have tried a little harder the last election. 350 more people would have got you in so you could get more done.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
All right, Dan, so what are these little rumor birdies saying this week?
Well, the birds flying overhead did drop something on my head and neck, and it is a rumor this is what is truly floating around right now. We've heard from a couple different people that somebody's planning a neighborhood larder somewhere on Cleveland Street. You know what a larder is, Jennifer?
I don't know. Is it like a pantry? It's where you store your lard? I don't know.
Is that what? I don't know either, because, you know.
I don't know.
1952. Supposedly, the idea is part bakery, part wine shop, part prepared meals counter for people grabbing dinner on the way home from Microsoft. There is no lard. If this happens, first of all, we don't know anything about this. It's good for people coming home from Microsoft, but what if those Microsoft people need some lard? I don't know what they're going to do. Here's what they're saying, though. Think fresh pasta, sourdough, grab-and-go meals, and a small wine wall. Now, to be clear, we have really no more information other than that. We don't know if it's confirmed. We don't know the exact location or who's behind it. But I don't know. This sounds really kind of cool. It sounds very Redmond to me. If you have any information about this rumor at all, we'd appreciate your help. Go on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond. Find the post called Redmond Rumor Mills Guesses and post it in there, please. And while you are over at facebook.com/bestofredmond, look for the Your Picks post and put your answer to this question. We want to know who you think has the best brewery in town.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.